It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik with a crop update.
Soybeans currently range from the R5 to R7 stages across Manitoba, with some nearing the R8 stage. This means the more advanced soybeans are nearing maturity and are about 2 weeks away from harvest. Recent rains have benefited soybeans that were still at the R5 stage, including those in the far northwest region. But for soybeans at the R6 or full seed stage and beyond, rain likely didn't provide any yield benefit, although we are happy about the moisture replenishment. Dry beans have advanced rapidly across the province over the past week, with many of these crops sitting at mid to full maturity, and harvest is now underway for some dry bean crops. Unfortunately, rains have shut down harvest for a little while, but if you are still seeing lots of green pods, sometimes it's better to let the crop stand for a while longer for better maturity. Seed harvest is nearing completion, with some acres finishing up in the northwest region. For yields, we've been hearing a pretty wide range, anywhere from 40 to 100 bushels per acre, but average yields seem to be in the 55 to 80 bushel per acre range. And finally, for faba beans, they are mainly at maturity and harvest is now underway.
And as we get closer to soybean harvest, what are some things farmers should keep in mind as that approaches?
Yeah, so once soybeans reach the R8 or full maturity stage, they're about 5 to 10 days away from harvest. At the R8 stage, that means 95% of pods are brown, seeds rattle in the pods, and leaves will be dropped from the plants. Soybeans are ready for harvest at 13 to 14% seed moisture. And note that drier seed is at elevated risk of damage. Direct harvest with a flex header is best for soybeans, and that's because pods can be located really close to the ground. So we also recommend aiming to lower the cutter bar within 2 inches of the ground to capture those lowest pods. And finally, research conducted by the Prairie Ag Machinery Institute has found that combine travel speeds less than 5 miles per hour can reduce header losses. They've also found that the use of an air reel coupled with a draper or an auger header can reduce harvest losses. But they found that losses were best prevented with the use of a draper header plus an air reel. And overall, I would just say that we recommend assessing losses during harvest and making gradual combine adjustments to protect yield. And I'll add that for more information on assessing soybean maturity, timing harvest, and reducing losses, you can find more info in our Soybean Maturity Guide and the Bean App Harvest Loss Assessor.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.